This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The nation pays homage to the chief architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 134th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, ministers, parliamentarians and other dignitaries will pay floral tributes to Baba Saheb at his statue in the Parliament House complex this morning. Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar donned many hats, being social reformer, economist, politician, who dedicated his life for the people. Baba Saheb Dr. Ambedkar worked steadfast throughout his life to end social and caste discrimination against the marginalized sections of the society. From a humble beginning, he went on to become the first Law and Justice Minister of independent India. He was awarded India's highest civilian honor, the Bharat Ratna, in 1990 posthumously. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Haryana today on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti. He will travel to Hisar in the morning and flag off the commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects in Yamunanagar and address a gathering on the occasion. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of 800 megawatt modern thermal power unit of Deen Bandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant at Yamunanagar to boost power infrastructure in the region, along with the vision of electricity reaching the last mile. Taking forward the vision of Gobardhan scheme, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a compressed biogas plant in Mukharapur in Yamunanagar. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the 14.4-kilometre Rewari bypass project worth around 1,070 crore rupees under the Bharat Mala Pariyojana. It will decongest Rewari city, reduce Delhi-Narnool travel time by around 1 hour and boost economic and social activity in the region. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and Union Home Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav flagged off 20155 and 20156. Dr. Ambedkar Nagar Kota New Delhi Express yesterday. While Mr. Birla attended the ceremony in Kota, Dr. Yadav and Mr. Vaishnav joined through video conferencing from New Delhi. Union Minister of State for Women and Child Development Savitri Thakur was in Dr. Ambedkar Nagar. Tamil New Year Day is being celebrated today. The birth of the month of Chithirai is based on a solar calendar. On this day, people visit temples and make a six-taste meal at home, which is served in banana leaf. Arusuvai means catering to the six taste buds, which are bitter, sweet, sour, spicy, salty and astringent. Union Home and Cooperative Minister Amit Shah has praised the transformative changes in India's cooperative sector since the Modi government created the Ministry of Cooperation. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Delhi Capitals by 12 runs at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 206 runs, Delhi Capitals were all out for 193 in 19 overs. Former Indian captain Sourav Ganguly has been reappointed as the chairperson of the ICC Men's Cricket Committee and his long-time national teammate VVS Lakshman too has been handpicked again as one of the panel members. And that's the end of this news bulletin.